Android meme is replaying our doubleness.
Yeah.
That doubleness theme is... Well, is doubleness what in everything, right? I mean,
yeah.
Duality, a thing can't exist without sort of its opposite in place or something to offset it.
You can't have
it.
Something without nothing.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't know something if you didn't have nothing to compare it to experience the contrast.
So who is the, you know, and then ultimately who's the observer that observes all of this something-nothing?
Yeah.
It's a merger of the something. Nothing.
Well, most people think there's an astral plane observer, that's the soul, or the something that's not stuck here, and then there's the chemical body, physical body observer,
right,
which is culturally mutated and conditioned.
But I think that the observer has to go deeper than the astral level. It's got to get into the formless dimension.
Well, I call it that. I include that in the astral. Whatever you want to call it. Because you're defining something. The astral body is the undefinable zone.
The astral body, there's still form.
Yeah, forms. That's a definition of it.
Look, there's still embodiment in some kind of form.
The astral body is not
knowable. You're calling
knowable.
It a body. It's a body. It's a, you're embodied, you're in form.
No, our cultural... Hey, remember, our first body, chemical body, astral body, and TV body, chip body, are all second nature. Man's own projections. What the astral body legacy refers to is something that's formless. We don't experience it. When we do touch on it, different weird things happen.
Well, when people talk about their adventures in the astral planes, there's all these dimensions of levels of form.
And those are descriptions, because you say you start off when people talk about.
Yeah.
When they try to translate it back into chemical
They always still consider themselves at the center of some location with some other place that they could go move to, even if it's having a thought of being someplace and being there.
They always consider, do that again, they consider what?
Yeah, in the astral plane, if you have a thought of being somewhere else, then you're there, translated there immediately through having thought about it. Here, you got to get out of your car and walk there or fly there or whatever.
Slower.
So the whole landscape changes as a function of you're just changing your thought up, you know, changing your frequency of thought. You can move up and down these scales of the totem pole of from the subtlest levels of form down into this gross level of physical embodiment. It's in the frequencies, man. And the astral body, you can tune to different channels just as easy as you can tune your TV to a different channel.
That's what they tell
you. Physical body.
Until you know how to do it, until you're there and do it, and even if you do it, you can't tell someone else because they're going to be skeptical, or they might try to do it if they believe you, and then they have their own version of it. It's almost something you can't talk about.
Yeah.
That's why I call it formless. So the astral body is the accumulated wisdom, literature, and media on the speculation of something more. Because people going through the astral planes, science will prove that they're just going through different parts of their brain from the materialist perspective.
Yeah, I think as long as their body exists here in form, then as they travel around in the astral plane, the brain registers that in corresponding ways. But once the brain is gone, it doesn't mean that they can't continue to move around. It's just that it won't have its coordinates in this world.
Yeah. So, it's the astral body literature. All that I talk about the four bodies is just second nature. I'm talking what we know, which is second nature knowledge, how far it's gotten.
Yeah.
I'm not claiming to know and describe first nature or other planes. That's why you use the evergreens. People say, oh, you believe in it? No. But I'll use it. It's a source of experience we can have. It's some kind of weird way that someone can talk. So we incorporate because we can know it. We don't know. You've heard me say it.
You got to use words when you talk to the evergreens. That's the thing that's too bad. How come they can't just transport you, you know, on a journey into their world and show you stuff? And then you would know it for yourself. You could come back and speak about it firsthand. You got to translate everything through them with words.
Because the worlds are separate. The worlds are separate. Though people do get nice feelings from them. They seem to impart that. So, you get the point? We cannot reach that world. That's why it cannot give us the experience. That's how far away, how different it is. Even though the evergreens are here to remind us how close it is to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, one manuscript I was looking at said that we were in the formless dimension of the source of all that is, and then had this thought, wonder what it would be like to be separate. Boom, all of a sudden we're in the world of we've created a separate world, and then feel guilty about having separated from the source, and then use this as a place to hide out because God's really pissed, we think, just projecting our own sense of guilt from having separated the wayward son.
Separated. What was the first sentence in that little rant?
That, we were part of the divine kingdom of the source of all
that is.
Right,
they come with the Ra'i myth.
And then the thought occurred, wonder what it would be like to be separate. Boom, since you have infinite creative power, you create a world of separation, then feel guilty for having separated yourself, then use this world as a place to hide out.
Yeah.
Because you feel guilty and you're afraid you fucked up and you don't want to get busted, so this is a great place to hide out.
Yeah, I get that. I just wonder how you began it.
Yeah.
But that's the Ra'i idea. There was everything, and everything was cool. Then Ra'i panicked and separated.
Yeah.
The big news, though, they're claiming, is that it went back to essence.
What did?
Ra'i.
How come you and I don't know experience this? This is a tangible experience for us.
Because
it went back to essence.
Well, we get it through television. That's the reflection. It's just beginning to be observed.
So Ra'i represented our collective soul, our essence?
Yes, the thing that you just described that fucked up and went away and created this world to hide out, that has stopped. That's the big
news. So it's returned to source?
Yeah.
So it's happy?
Yeah.
And we're left here stranded on a shipwreck.
That's why we don't know what's left of what Ra'i created. That's why the awareness predicted that the womb would close, and Worcester goes into this. We discuss the prediction 40 years later, and he talks about the decline in birth, the Chinese killing one kid, that actually a lot of stopping.
That's just simply a feature of the fact that we're limited capacity to house and feed people, and simple math, let's cut back the number of people we have because there's too many for the environment we live in.
Yeah, you're limiting yourself to China. He talks about how so many people don't have kids today.
Who would want to raise kids if they didn't, we don't need to.
The machines
replaced the survival component that the kids used to provide for us. We didn't have to have kids in order to survive.
Right. Because the agreement between Ra'i and Isis, that Isis would keep the world going.
Isis is still here.
No, Isis returned to us. Isis left with Ra'i. All this is spelled out in the Worcester interview, but the...
So they represented the original masculine-feminine split, and then they reunite and merge back into the formless source.
Right.
And then, this is one of the things about the android meme, is that it has no sex.
Right.
It's not a male-female thing that wants to fuck itself. It's just one thing. So it doesn't really represent the world of the chemical body.
Right, and Baudrillard describes that.
How?
In his books. You just read it. He says what you just said.
Mm.
It's not sex.
Hmm.
That's why we have all these imagery of sex today. But no sex.
Well, what do you mean no sex? People are still having sex. They sell Trojan condoms everywhere.
It's just acted out, he says. The sexual liberation led to the death of sex.
Well, the death of sex in the sense of the Catholic Church was that sex is for the purpose of recreation, of reproduction. Well, it's certainly not being used for that anymore. So apparently, it's not being used for its original purpose.
Yeah. What time is it?